If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After a year defined by tariff shocks, retaliatory duties, and disrupted trade flows, tea exporters received a measure of relief this week, though the benefits apply unevenly across origins. On November 13th, the United States implemented a round of tariff exemptions from all origins for a broad group of agriculture and food imports, including coffee and tea. The move primarily benefits suppliers, restoring price stability in 200 food categories and creating clearer pathways for exporters in Sri Lanka, Kenya, Taiwan, Thailand, and several ASEAN markets. But for these origins, tariffs had climbed above 20 or 30% in the past 3 years and are now reverting to near zero rates for shipments entering the U.S. directly. Quote, "This is a big relief. Exemptions are effective immediately, including all in-transit shipments by air or ship," writes Paul Lasarda, founder and CEO of Bottom Tea, which counts the U.S. as its largest market. But India remains an outlier. Drishtiman Deka, development officer at the Tea Board of India, writes that, quote, "India may see only marginal benefits as most high-value export sectors remains outside the tariff rollback list, limiting the overall trade impact. India's exports to the U.S. are concentrated in a handful of high-value spices and niche products. India has almost no presence in several of the largest exempted lines, such as tomatoes, citrus fruits, melons, bananas, and most fruits and fruit juices," according to E.G. Srivastra of the Global Trade Research Initiative, GTRI. In addition, talks between the U.S. and India remain stalled over oil imports from Russia. The U.S. has threatened to impose tariffs of 25 to 50% if negotiations collapse. Despite broad agricultural exemptions, many tea, coffee, and spice traders who built their 2025 supply plans around the expectation of tariff normalization now face another season of uncertainty. All of this comes at a moment when inflation is dragging down consumer optimism in North America. From a consumer impact standpoint, the numbers are not trivial. In 2024, the U.S. imported roughly $579 million worth of tea under HS-0902, about 123,000 metric tons, which was up 18% in volume and around 11% in value versus 2023. Coffee imports were on a different scale at about $9 billion in 2024, with coffee and tea extracts adding another $1.27 billion. Together, coffee and tea easily exceeded $10 billion in import value. That means that a universal 10% tariff across these flows implies an upper bound burden of roughly $1 to $1.2 billion a year in extra border taxes before any downstream markups. In practice, not every shipment was covered, and some origins faced higher or lower rates. But even a fraction of that sum, several hundred million dollars, ultimately filters into roaster and blender costs, menu prices, and grocery shelf tags. Rolling back the coffee and tea tariffs removes a meaningful line item from the cost stack, only a few dimes per pound at retail, perhaps, but multiplied across billions of cups. Meanwhile, customs-based series consistent with USDA's JATS database show that tea imports are still growing through 2025. In the first half of this year, the U.S. imported about $296 million worth of tea, roughly half of 2024's full-year value, keeping 2025 on track to match or slightly exceed last year. In one key subsegment, bulk green tea in packages over 3 kilos, imports for January through July 2025 are up about 5% in volume and 17% in value versus the same period in 2024, a sign that higher value categories are still expanding even as tariffs and prices bite. Retailers report cautious holiday ordering, lower than expected restocking, and softer demand in price-sensitive categories. While premium tea has weathered the year better than commodity segments, consumers are more value-conscious and retailers are managing inventories tightly. The tea trade needs stability. Instead, exporters and importers face a patchwork of tariff regimes, fluctuating logistics costs, and softening discretionary spending. One bright spot is that exporters now have more predictable landing prices in the world's highest value tea market, restoring a margin viability after months of erosion. But the broader picture remains fixed: high inflation, fragile consumer confidence, and unresolved tariff issues for India continue to cap the pace of recovery. Business Insight. Uncertainty is having a chilling effect on trade flows. Buyers across Europe and Asia report longer decision cycles for forward contracts, hesitance in locking in volumes, and increased reliance on short-term spot purchases. Some U.S.-based blenders are delaying origin commitments until pricing settles. Others are increasing their use of alternative origins, particularly Sri Lanka and Kenya, to avoid the tariff complications tied to India. The global tea trade enters the winter holiday season looking for clarity on tariffs, on consumer spending, on how quickly confidence can return to a market still seeking equilibrium after two turbulent years. In contrast to the uncertainty facing North American buyers, the European tea market is entering a period of sustained, measurable growth, according to New Market Research, released this week. Analysts at Research and Markets project that Europe's tea market, retail, food service, and value chain combined, will expand from roughly $20 billion in 2024 to nearly $33.7 billion by 2033. Representing a compound annual growth rate of about 6%. For a mature beverage category, this trajectory stands out. The engines behind this momentum are well-defined. First, Europe's long-running shift towards health and wellness has accelerated, transforming herbal, botanical, and functional teas into mainstream daily beverages. Consumers increasingly seek blends offering digestive support, sleep benefits, adaptogens, or clean energy alternatives to coffee and energy drinks. Sales of green tea, matcha-based drinks, and botanical infusions have posted the fastest year-over-year increases. The volume of carbonated soft drinks has declined for 5 years, and the industry has committed to reducing the average added sugar in soft drinks by 10% during the period 2019-2025. According to the German Tea and Herbal Tea Association, the 2023-24 data show that herbal fruit infusions have overtaken the traditional black and green tea segment in Germany. In 2024, per capita consumption was 67.2 liters, with 40 liters of that herbal and fruit infusions and 27.1 liters of black and green tea. Second, e-commerce continues to reshape consumer patterns. Online tea sales in Europe surged during the pandemic and have not retreated. Instead, digital platforms have become a discovery channel for premium, niche, and origin-specific teas. Market researchers note that younger consumers, particularly in Germany, France, and the UK, and in the Nordics, are far more likely to purchase teas online than in brick-and-mortar shops. Subscription boxes, curated samplers, and storytelling-driven specialty brands have flourished. Third, Europe is deepening its appreciation for the authenticity of origin and sustainable production. Certifications such as Organic, Fair Trade, and Rainforest Alliance continue to influence purchasing decisions, but consumers increasingly look beyond labels for proof of smallholder impact, transparent sourcing, and regenerative practices. This trend is expanding opportunities for Sri Lankan, Kenyan, Taiwanese, Nepali, and Japanese producers who offer high-quality, distinctive teas with verifiable provenance. Fourth, the hospitality sector is diversifying its tea menus, driven by rising quality expectations across cafes, hotels, and restaurants. Premium loose-leaf programs, tea pairings, and non-alcoholic tea cocktails, and high-end hotel service concepts are boosting wholesale demand. European distributors report increased volumes in pyramid sachet, artisan blends, and single garden teas. Market analysts say this combination of wellness, premiumization, digital adoption, and sustainability is expanding Europe's value per cup, a metric that has outpaced volume growth every year since 2021. The result is a rare scenario in today's global beverage landscape, a market where both demand and margins are rising. For producers and brands seeking stable long-term growth, Europe now represents one of the most promising destinations for specialty and premium tea. Sri Lanka's Serenity benefits from UK trade partnership program. This week's resilience story comes from Sri Lanka, where a boutique tea producer in Kipurwa has achieved what many small exporters struggle to secure, a foothold in the highly competitive UK market. The International Trade Center this week published a profile of Serenity. This family-run Ceylon tea company successfully penetrated British retail shelves through a combination of targeted export support, niche branding, and disciplined market preparation. Kithsiri Samara Nayaka, the company's CEO, writes that the Trade Center, quote, "inward trade mission was instrumental in helping us secure our first UK buyer. Buyer introductions and direct engagement opportunities enabled us to build trust and showcase our teas directly, something we had never done before," he said. Serenity's journey underscores the challenges faced by smallholders and specialty exporters. The UK remains one of the world's most demanding tea markets. Price-sensitive at the lower end, fiercely brand-driven in the mainstream, and increasingly focused on provenance, ethics, premium quality offerings at a high end. Competing here is difficult even for established exporters. For a small Sri Lankan producer, the odds are unusually long. What shifted the equation was structured assistance from the International Trade Center, which works with small and medium-sized enterprises to strengthen export readiness. ITC's support helped the company refine its branding, adapt packaging to the market requirements, adjust product specifications for UK buyers, and navigate the regulatory and logistical complexities of entering a foreign retail ecosystem. With these fundamentals in place, Serenity was able to engage UK importers and distributors with confidence and professionalism expected by British retailers. The results are already visible. Serenity has secured listings, established reliable delivery schedules, and positioned itself as a differentiated supplier offering high-quality Ceylon teas with authentic branding and compelling origin narratives. For Sri Lankan producers, this significant story demonstrates that even in a crowded market dominated by multinational packers and legacy brands, a small origin-driven firm can win shelf space when their value proposition is tightly focused and professionally presented. For buyers in Europe and North America, the case serves as a reminder that Sri Lanka's specialty segment offers rich, untapped opportunities. Many small producers possess excellent teas, but lack the market knowledge, compliance readiness, or commercial networks needed to export successfully. When those gaps are bridged, as IT helped demonstrate, new suppliers emerge, bringing diversity, authenticity, and higher value to global tea assortments. Business insight. For the tea trade, the message is clear. Targeted export support works. And for specialty importers seeking new partnerships, Sri Lanka's small producer segment may be one of the most promising places to look in the year ahead. UKTP is funded by the United Kingdom's Foreign, Commonwealth, and Development Office. ITC is the Joint Trade and Development Agency of the United Nations and the World Trade Organization.
Produced by AutoVita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.